Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm excited to get started. I just need you to remember that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay? All right, let's get started. Let's write our name at the top of our paper in pencil. Please write neatly. My name is Mrs. Oldham, and I'm writing that. I don't want you to write my name. I want you to write your name. When you have finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We don't need it for a while. So, boys and girls, today we are going to talk about the letters C, H together. And we're going to call it a digraph. Can you say digraph? Digraph. It's one word and it's digraph. And what I'm trying to say is that when you put C and H together, instead of saying k-ha, k-ha, we're going to make a whole new sound. C-H will say something different. So let's look at the picture at the top of our page. And the biggest thing in our picture, you can tell, is what? What's the biggest thing in our picture? Yeah, it's the chair. So let's color that chair blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon and let's color that chair blue. Now you can start coloring, and I want to talk to you about the word chair. Chair has a CH at the beginning, and instead of calling this chair a chair, can I please sit down in that chair? That doesn't even sound right. We say chair. So C and H, when they're together, instead of saying their normal sounds, which are k and h, together, they get together and they say ch, 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 ch. So I want you to try that sound. I want you to say ch, ch, ch. Go for it. Yes. So when you have C and H together, we call it a digraph, and C and H together make the ch sound. So when I'm saying ch, I'm automatically, I mean, this is just me. It could be you, but it's just me. I think chugga chugga choo choo, chugga chugga choo choo. So we're going to be looking at different objects in this picture that begin the same way as chair and begin the same way as chugga chugga choo choo, because today, we are going to focus on the digraph CH. And when you have C and H together, they make a whole new sound. They say ch, ch, ch. What do they say? You got it. Ch, ch, ch. Ch, ch, ch. So this chair, ch, ch, chair, is blue. We have made it into a blue ch, ch, chair. And chair has the CH digraph at the beginning of the word. Sometimes you can have the digraph CH at the end of a word also. Sometimes you could even have it in the middle. But today we're just going to focus on CH happening at the beginning of a word. Now I have almost finished coloring my chair blue. So I'm going to let you finish coloring that chair blue. And let's take about 10 more seconds. And then finished or not, we're going to move on to something else in our picture. So let's take 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, finished or not, 2, and 1. Will you please put down that blue crayon? And let's look for something else in our picture that also begins with the digraph CH and says ch, ch, ch. Start looking. Do you see anything else that might start the same way as ch, ch, chair? I see it too. Do you see the picture of the cherries? Ch, ch, cherries. It's hanging on the wall by the chair. Let's color the cherries. Cherries are usually what color? Red. Let's find a red crayon, some kind of a red crayon. Let's color the three cherries red and then their little leaves. What color should we color those? Green. Yes, let's start with the three cherries. Let's color them red. So cherry, you can hear cherry. Cherry. We don't ever call them cherries. That's just weird. That's just not normal. I mean, I never say I would like a chocolate sundae with some cherries on top. No. I think someone would look at me funny. It just sounds funny. Cherries. No. We put the C sound and the H sound together and get a whole new sound. And it's called a digraph. And it says ch-ch-ch, like ch-ch-cherries and ch-ch-chair. C and H say ch-ch-ch. So we have three ch-ch-cherries, and we have a ch-ch-chair, and it just makes me think of chugga-chugga-choo-choo, chugga-chugga-choo-choo. So here I go. I'm almost finished coloring my three ch-ch-cherries. And we'll make sure that we use our digraph sound. We'll make sure that we say ch-ch-cherries and not cherries. No sorry, Bob. And I have finished coloring all three cherries. How about you take about 5 more seconds? 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Put down that red crayon and let's find a green crayon to color those leaves. Go ahead and color those leaves on the cherries. They're little. This shouldn't take you too long. So we've got three cherries, cherries, and we need three leaves to go on our cherries. And then let's do a brown stem. If you have a brown crayon, let's do a brown stem on each of those cherries. My brown crayon, just so you know, it doesn't have a very sharp point. So I'm doing the best I can trying to stay in the lines, but it's a little bit difficult. I'll live. I hope you'll live too. All right. My cherries are finished. I'm going to put down my brown crayon. I'm going to ask you to put down all your crayons. Let's look at our picture and try to find another picture or another object in our picture that also has the CH digraph. Remember, CH says ch, ch, ch. Do you see what I'm looking at? Do you see the piece of cheese? I do too. Let's color the cheese. Let's use our orange crayon. Let's use our orange crayon. Okay, go ahead and color the cheese. We could have also colored it yellow, but this is the listen part of the activity, and I want to make sure you listen, and I want to make sure you listen and color it orange. So cheese has a CH digraph, just like cherries and just like chair. Now we have cheese. Just like I said with the cherries, we would never say, oh, look, that mouse is going to get some cheese. Cheese. That is not how we say that word. We put the C and the H together, and it's a brand new sound. What sound is that? Yes, it's cheese. Cheese. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo. Yeah, the train is coming in. The train of Mrs. Oldham. Listen and learn. CH says, ch, ch, ch. You got it. So I finished coloring my cheese, and I think I'll give you about 5 more seconds. It's not a very big piece of ch, ch, cheese. So finished or not, you have 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, boys and girls. You won't know this because you don't know this boy's name in the picture, but I'm here to tell you that the boy's name in the picture begins with the CH digraph sound. His name begins with ch, ch, ch. His name is Charlie. Ch, ch, Charlie. So let's color Charlie's hair black. Can you find some kind of a black crayon? And let's color ch, ch, Charlie's hair black. His name begins with our CH digraph sound. It says ch-ch-ch at the beginning of his name. Ch-ch-Charlie. We would never say, "Hey, Kaharli, how you doing?" Because that's not his name. Because he has a CH digraph that makes it say Charlie. Okay, so we're coloring Charlie's hair black. Just his hair. Just his hair. Charlie has black hair. Charlie has the CH digraph at the beginning of his name. His name is Charlie. My name is not. I don't have a CH digraph at the beginning of my name. But Charlie does. Okay, I have finished coloring his black hair. I'm putting down my crayon. I want you to put yours down in 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, friends, let's pick up our pencil and let's work at the bottom of our page with our pencil. Can you see the number 1? Find that number 1 and you'll see our digraph. It says CH. Let's trace that digraph. Trace it for me. CH says ch, ch, ch. And scoot over. It's there again. Please write it. Trace it for me. CH says ch, ch, ch. Now scoot over. It's not there for us to trace, so we're going to write it ourselves. Write CH on the line. CH says ch. And then if you scoot over, I want you to practice writing it again. C-H, ch-ch-ch. And then scoot over one last time. Write it one more time for me, please. C-H, ch-ch-ch. You got it. All right, number 2. I'm going to read these words to you. The first word next to number 2 says chin. Touch your chin. Chin. We call our chin ch-ch-chin. We don't say, "Oh no, I'm touching my ka-hen." No, we use the digraph sound. Let's circle the digraph in chin. Circle the C-H in that word chin. That says ch-ch-chin. Now scoot to the middle of number 2. That word says chill. Everybody chill out. It's gonna be okay. Or if you're cold, you might catch a chill. Let's circle the digraph in chill. Circle C-H. It says ch-ch-chill. Everybody chill. Now scoot over. The last word on number 2 says chase. Chase. Don't chase me around the room. Please and thank you. Let's circle the digraph in chase. Circle the CH in chase so that it says chase. I always tell my first graders, please don't chase me around the room to show me something. I'm going to be scared and run the other way. Yeah. Okay, number 3. There are pictures across there. I'm going to name the picture for you. If you hear that beginning CH ch, ch, digraph sound, I want you to circle it. So the first picture on number 3 is a chick. Chick. Do you hear the digraph ch, ch, ch at the beginning of the word chick? Me too. Circle the chick. The next picture is a bag of chips. Chips. Ch, ch, chips. Do you hear it? I do too. Circle the word, or sorry, not the word, the picture of chips. That has a beginning digraph CH sound. The next picture is phone. Phone. No, I don't hear it either. The next picture is a throne. Throne. Nope. The next picture is a treasure chest. 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 Yes, circle the chest. And the last picture is a shark. Shark. Nope. So we have chick, chips, chest. And the last one, number 4. I'm going to read this to you and we're going to pick which one would fit in the sentence. It says, she is a child. We need to write child. What digraph should we put where that dark black line is? It's missing the letters. Yes, we're going to write C. H on the line. So now our sentence says, she is a child. And then you'll see a picture of a cherry and a girl. Which one should we circle to match our sentence? She is a child. Yes, we need to circle the girl. She is a child, not a cherry. No, that doesn't make sense. Boys and girls, we did it! We are CH digraph experts. CH says, ch-ch-ch. You rock, I rule. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.